This week's Cotton Newsline is 5 Cuts. All cuts are Guy Collins, Extension Cotton Agronomist for the University of Georgia. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Most of us had a real good start to the year. We had very frequent rainfall, and some folks even had excessive rainfall early in the year, which delayed planting a little bit, but for the most part, it's pretty good. Later in the summer, really the months of July and August, very hot and dry, abnormally hot and dry, and that really compressed our fruiting. Our crop was forced into a premature cutout for the most part, which could have inhibited yield in some instances. So even some irrigated cotton got severe stress on it this year. Hopefully that's not going to be the norm. Hopefully we can come out of that and not have that problem next year.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Texas had some severe flooding in the month of July, caused some nutrient deficiencies and probably some stand loss in a few cases. Tennessee had some flooding issues around the Mississippi River early in the year and lost quite a few acres. But for the most part, mid-season was fairly dry.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
For us in Georgia and in other parts of the southeast, we had some rainfall come back in August and then dried out again in September. So from September forward was really dry, a lot of warm sunny days, and allowed a very efficient harvest this year. You really couldn't ask for better harvest conditions for the crop that we had. So we had a real early crop. Some of the August rains made a top crop in some fields, so that spread out our fruiting a little bit and the type of crop that we did have. But we were able to get the crop out of the field very efficiently this year.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
This is the last year that we're going to have that variety. It was only offered on a limited basis, so we really don't have a choice but to adapt at this point. We're evaluating these new varieties very extensively. Some of the new varieties tend to compete very well this year, and this was a true test because usually Delta Pine 555 really shined in dry, hot environments. We've got maybe 3 that compete very well with 555, but a lot of growers are making their decisions based on technology package and not so much yield potential in certain cases, depending on their specific challenges that they have on their farm. So what we've got to learn now is how do we place particular varieties in environments that they're going to do well in. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach anymore. We've got to cater each variety to each field and also to our management style.
Cut 5, coming in 3, 2, 1.
With prices the way they are, we're anticipating good growth in cotton acreage, at least in Georgia. And across the cotton belt from the other extension cotton agronomists, I'm hearing anywhere from 10 to 20% in acreage. But we've got some new technologies coming out, newer varieties coming out that could help us. And now that we're having more efficient harvest equipment, that leaves a lot of opportunity for cotton growers.
Cut 6,